Hello, listener. Welcome back to another episode of Theater of Delights, Season 5, Gran Nidorino. We now continue the thrilling tale of Dick Stars and Stripes, a war veteran forced to punish his grandchild in the cruel grasp of a Pokemon world. This is Gran Nidorino, Episode 2, Going Woke.
I wanna drink 100 beers and sit on my porch. Please get off of my porch. I was in a war.
Hey, Pokemon trainers, I'm the man on TV. Are you tired of having one Pokemon when you could have two Pokemon? Come on down to Clone Corp.
Here you go, Tangela. I'm a little commercial boy, and I'm putting you into a blue tube thing. Wow! Now it came out of that tube, and there are two Tangelas.
That's right. With the emergent technologies at Clone Corp, you can have two Tangelas.
Thanks, Clone Corp.
Clone Corp. Time to clone it.
Take that.
Ow, my little hand! I'm your granddaughter, ow!
That's right. I'm rapping your knuckles with a wooden ruler.
Ooh, it hurts and I'm out where I'm learning lessons, ooh!
Dad, stop. It's too old-fashioned and wise.
That ought to teach you for coming after my Nidorino.
Yes, Grandpa.
And next time, I'll shove my service rifle up your poke.
Come on, Emily. It's time for bed.
But, Dad, it's only 6:30.
I know that, but I'm a weak father, and I need time to cry.
Aw.
You wait 1 second, Clark. We're not done yet.
Dad, I thought we agreed to do Catholic school torture to your granddaughter instead of killing her with a gun. That was the compromise.
To start. But that's not all.
Please, Grandpa. I promise to leave your Nidorino alone.
Not good enough. You tried to catch my precious Nidorino. If you want to be square with your grandpa, you gotta teach me how to be woke.
Woke?
That bitch at the clone store today wouldn't give me the time, because I'm not with it anymore. Sounds to me like I gotta become pussy-pilled to bring your grandma back.
I can teach you that, Dad.
Shut your hole, pussy.
All right.
Asshole.
I don't understand.
I'm only gonna say this once, so listen up and listen good. That Nidorino is my life. Which means what you did cost you your life. We are not square, and we won't be square until you teach me how to act like kids these days, making your hair pink and drinking bleach for Reddit gold. That way, I can get my wife back at the clone store.
Act like kids? You mean training to be the very best and catch 'em all?
Sure, that sounds gay.
Grandpa Dick, I'll do it. You teach me, and I teach you. Pokemon!
That's not going to bring Mom back. She fell in a volcano. You're misunderstanding the situation because your old mind has been poisoned by lead and cable news.
That's it, Clark. Give me your hand.
No!
Nidorino, grab his hand.
Nidorino.
Ah, he's biting me. He's using bite.
That's right. And now I'm hitting your knuckles with a ruler.
Ooh, ow, ow, ooh.
That's right. Nidorino knows all about Catholicism, and he respects the office of the Pope.
Ooh, ow, ooh.
Nidorino.
Ha, 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 ha. All right, Grandpa. Now it's the next day, and we're out in one of the many fields in our area. Time to catch some monsters in our balls.
Hope it's easier than catching Italians in a shower. Those greasy fucks. And I have to wear this plain baseball cap, you said?
Yeah, you gotta wear the hat, and when you see it's Pokemon time, you turn the hat backwards.
No.
No?
No. Thugs wear hats like this.
It helps catch the Pokemon.
I'm taking the hat off and putting it on the ground.
Okay. Look, Grandpa! It's a Slimer!
Oh, no!
No, that's good. Pick up the hat and put it on backwards.
No.
Okay. First thing you do when you see a Pokemon is ask Siri about it. Siri?
Yes, Emily.
Is that a Slimer?
Sorry, Emily. That's a Grimer, a poison-type Pokemon.
Thanks, Siri.
What the fuck did that accomplish, you batty c***?
What if you get the name wrong?
Who cares?
Grandpa, don't yell at me. You're going to scare the Grimer. We want to catch it and evolve it into a sludge.
Why do we want that?
Blimble.
You gotta catch them all.
If you think I'm letting that piece of shit in my house, you got holes in your woman brain.
The next step before we catch it, we gotta soften it up. You ready, Nidorino?
Don't talk to my Nidorino.
I'm sorry.
Nidorino, treat that thing like a Senegalese.
Nidorino.
Oh my god.
Glabble.
That ought to do it.
I don't understand. Is your Nidorino also a gun?
Yeah, his mouth is an M4.
Oh no, Grimer's really hurt. Quick, put it in a Pokeball.
That thing is dead, kiddo. Right through the eye.
Here, Grimer, I choose you and I throw a Pokeball at you. It's not working.
Yep, I'm lighting a cigarette now. Nidorino, you want a cigarette?
Nidorino.
Yeah, puff that. Take it deep into your poke lungs.
Reno.
Emily, you can't have one because you're a woman. Now stop crying.
This isn't how you're supposed to do it.
Now, I'm going back to the house to have 30 PBRs and invent new slurs.
I'm sorry, Grimer.
You're right, Harry. 'Twas a proper spying place in these bushes today. Russell, Russell, just the two of us in the bushes with our binoculars.
What I say, Archibald, when it comes to stealing Pokemon, there's no place better than an inconspicuous fern, I said.
What a choice Nidorino is spying today. Team Carriage will be most pleased to have that old codger in the stable.
It will indeed. That's the criminal organisation we belong to. And that's why we're both wearing matching leotards in the woods.
You off that, Grimer, in just one bloody poking moment. Let's grab it.
No, Archie. You can't just nab a choice moon like that. You need to have a thing called leverage.
Leverage? Like the handle on a point?
That's right, Archie, love. Or in this case, a half point. As we're referring to that little girl.
Ah, nothing like being back at the Stars and Stripes household later and cracking a PBR. The beer enjoyed by racists like me.
Dad, it's me, your adult son Clark, who you hate. I'm coming down the stairs. Have you seen Emily around?
Nope, not since I left her in the woods.
You left her in the woods?
She was crying over some slime ball.
I can't believe you. What if something happened to her?
Like she gets jumped into a gang?
I meant she gets lost, but I guess that too, yeah.
No granddaughter of mine is joining a gang. Sagging their pants. Pull up your pants.
Where is she? I'm going to go get her back.
I already said the woods. Take the panties out of your ears.
Where in the woods?
Don't raise your voice at me, sonny boy, or I'll get out the punishment ruler.
Not answering my questions again. First you won't tell me why my mother died. Next you lose my only daughter in a forest.
Christ, can't a man enjoy 60 to 100 PBRs in peace?
Not this time. Not until I get some answers. Oh, that's the door.
I know what the door sounds like. And now I'm walking across the room and opening it.
Howdy, everybody. It's me, old Emily.
Emily? Thank heavens you're safe. What are these clothes you're wearing?
Oh, they're nothing. Just regular clothes.
I don't remember getting you a leotard with the insignia of a horse Pokemon-drawn carriage in the middle.
Well, you did! Time for me to walk into the house!
Yes. Yes, it is.
Ah, Grandpa! So good to see you once more. You appear healthy in your easy chair.
What's that piece of shit on your tummy, Tum-Tum?
Oh, nothing.
Because it sort of looks like a symbol one of the ethnic gangs uses around USA town. Team Carriage. The Cockney Boys. Queen fuckers.
No, it's not that. It's just regular clothes. Hey, where do we keep the Nidorino again? I want to congratulate him for his great work shooting that innocent Grimer.
Oh, you do ya?
Nidorino's in the backyard chewing dip, Emily.
Ah, yes. I better go and see him now.
Well, she's in a good mood.
Nidorino. Nidorino. Nidorino.
There he is, in the backyard chewing his dip. Time to take out my flare gun with a carriage on it, carefully hidden in this unassuming leotard. That's the signal. A big flare in the sky, indicating I have found the Nidorino.
What in the Orient?
Grandpa Dick!
That's right. I'm behind you, and I'm grabbing your arm.
My arm!
What's that in your paws, Missy? Either I've been hit by waves, or that's a flare gun. You trying to give away our clicks to Charlie?
Nidorino!
Nidorino! He's been trapped in a net gun net from a gun.
Great net gun shot, boss.
Ha ha! I knew it was a good idea to shoot a big net at that Nidorino. Good luck getting free from a net inside me net.
Bamboozled by my own granddaughter. She's gang affiliated.
Let Grandpa's Nidorino out of that net. This wasn't the deal.
Oh, was it not, little bird?
You just said you wanted to meet my Nidorino to say hello.
You're saying hello. All the way back to Team Carriage HQ.
But you misled me with your candy words.
An old VC trick. First they tell you they want to be your friend, then the net guns come out.
Grandpa!
That's right, old cuff. Now this Nidorino's coming back with us.
I wouldn't be so sure about that, you powdered wig c***.
You can't say that.
Nidorino.
Ari, look! The Nidorino's produced a knife from his tail, and he's chipping away our poor net.
Imperial M7 bayonet knife. Standard issue for every Marine.
Wow. I guess being in the American Army is cool. And being in an ethnic gang isn't cool.
Oh, it's cool, little girl. It creates a sense of brotherhood through race. I'll show you that now. With me weeping bell.
Weeping bell. Show him, boss. Nobody beats weeping bell and a dreaded plant type attacks.
Huh. I'm crossing my arms at that and shaking my head. Because my Nidorino is about to put his poke gun in your mouth.
That Nidorino is a property of Team Carriage and, by translative logic, the crown. Weaving bell, mine whip!
Oh my god!
Weaving bell!
Too late, wood teeth. Your weeping bell has been shot to death by my Nidorino's M4. Next time you come for a normal type, you better make sure he's not packing that thing.
Oh, weeping bell. I'm spraying you little bullet wounds with a pink bottle, but it appears to have no effect.
That's right. And now it's your turn. Nidorino, unload with extreme poke prejudice.
Nidorino!
Hurry, the escape carriage!
Grandpa, they're both getting aboard a horse Pokemon-drawn carriage that's pulled up with a driver that is also wearing a leotard.
Man, the horse Pokemon is too fast on account of it using agility, and all the shots missed.
I will get you yet, Dick Stars in Stripes. You and your precious Nidorino.
With the dastardly team carriage soundly defeated, Dick gets one step closer on the road to Monster Master. But is this the end of their nasty schemes? Find out next episode on Theater of Delights!